Welcome back, everybody. I'm Zach.
I'm Wireless Mike.
And you're listening to Squawk 1200. Our next guest is Bob Epting, the Young Eagles Leadership Award winner. He's been with the Young Eagles program since it began, has flown over 3,000 children on Young Eagles flights. Bob, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
First of all, congrats on winning the Young Eagles Leadership Award. What was that like hearing that announcement, and what's it been like just being involved in this program for that long?
Well, the award is a wonderful thing for which we're grateful, of course, but you know, we're part of more than 55,000 pilots in this country and in nearby countries who've been involved in the program and have now flown more than 2 million children. I remember early on when they announced the goal is 1 million children, and we had to do that by, I don't know, it's the next five years or something. Oh, no, everybody said there's no way we would get that done. And, of course, there was no way any one pilot or one club could fly that many. We would only fly that many if we did it as a group in a really organized effort. And for that reason, you know, the Leadership Award is a statue of an eagle, and it'll look wonderful on the shelf, but it really belongs to all of us. It really belongs to the whole crowd who've been involved in that effort nationwide and even internationally over the last 20 or more years.
What got you started with the Young Eagle program?
Oh, it's easy. I was coming back from seeing my brother in Florida. I stopped at a little filling station, that is an FBO in Siler City, North Carolina. A lot of people know that, in the middle of the East Coast, relatively inexpensive gas. A wonderful FBO manager, Karen McCraw. Her twin sons, our Boy Scouts, they were having a Young Eagles rally that day. In the first month of the first year of the Young Eagles, I didn't know it. She said, why don't you go out there and fly a couple of kids? You know, it's a new program, Young Eagles program. Well, I've just been in the air 4 hours. I'm 20 minutes from home. I didn't particularly want to, but she said, go fly Robert. That was one of the twins. So I went out to fly Robert. And then, of course, Richard wanted to fly. And I ended up flying, I don't know, half a dozen or more kids that day. And, you know, then you just don't want to stop. I mean, what grabs you is this idea that a child who had no idea they were going to get in the airplane that day, much less be able to fly the airplane that day, actually handle the controls. You know, they get out of the airplane, and inevitably they yell at their parents or their friends, I flew the plane, and all this unbounded enthusiasm, and the friend or mother always says, you did not, you cannot fly planes. And the kid always goes, yes, I did. Yes, I can. And so we've made that into a sort of a bumper sticker in our program. And I had the great fortune to meet Jimmy Graham yesterday, and I said, I want that sticker on your helmet this fall. Yes, I did. Yes, I can. It opens a door for children. And in the context of the Burn Center, it opens a door to a realization that you can heal. You might not have thought so the day before, but and the doctors tell us that emotional component of healing is just as important as the biological and the physical components.
So if you have a parent who's coming up and they you know, giving you their child to go on this flight, they're like, make sure you don't touch anything. Yeah. What do you tell a parent?
I don't disagree with the parent at all about anything. If a parent doesn't want a child to go, I don't try to talk them out of it. If the child doesn't want to go and the parent wants them to go, we find a place for the kid to sit and watch for a while, and almost inevitably, at least at our chapter, we have a safety dog. For years it was a big black lab that laid under the registration table, and the kid would go and pet the safety dog. Go talk to the safety dog about how you're feeling about this. And 15 minutes later, the kid wants to go fly.
That's smart.
That dog has since passed away. His name was Brock, but he took many kids flying who wouldn't otherwise have gotten into the airplane.
He was a good dog. You mentioned something in one of your other answers, and we were talking a little bit beforehand. You've flown a number of children for the University of North Carolina Burn Center. I work at Regional Burn Center here in Wisconsin, down at UW Hospital. Burns are a tough type of injury, and you mentioned why. What sort of work do you do with that program, and what have you seen come out of that?
Well, we have our hospital at UNC, the University of North Carolina Healthcare System, which is a component of the university right there in Chapel Hill, does run one of the recognized burn centers in the country. And a part of their program, of course, is a recreational therapeutic program. And they have found that bringing in survivors who have gone back to their communities and have succeeded in continuing with lives that they were afraid they wouldn't be able to live with a burn injury. That bringing them back and having camps with them in the summertime is a wonderful way to introduce others who are still in the beginning stages of healing to the idea that, yes, they did, yes, they can. And so, you know, that's sort of where all of that came from. I propose that we fly those children. Not all of them want to fly, but those who would sign up. And we've done that over more than 20 years now. We didn't get to do it this last year because the university decided to close our airport. But we'll find other airports in the future. And, you know, it is a way to create and sustain a community of survivors that give each other solace and hope. And that airplanes can be part of that is just a wonderful thing. I mean, the whole idea of the way in which a kid rises up above the earth and sees that it's really much larger than he ever thought or she ever thought before, the idea that they are going to do something they don't have any idea they can do when they get into the airplane. I mean, you ask a while ago about what do you do about the mother who says, don't touch anything. I don't tell them to touch anything until we're off the ground and in the air and, you know, pull the nose up, push the nose down, turn it right and left, just like this was your bicycle handlebars with the grips turned up. And everything is familiar to them. The next thing you know, they're flying the airplane. And all they need to do is control the attitude for a few moments to know that they're flying the airplane. And their lives are changed forever in terms of the scope of opportunity that they recognize after that. So it's a great privilege to be able to do that for them.
That's absolutely fantastic. We're speaking with Bob Echting. He won the Young Eagles Leadership Award this year. I want to move on to the aviation a little bit. You won the Outstanding J3 Piper Cub Award at the 2012 Air Venture. You fly the Cub and the Arrow.
Yeah.
How great. That's probably the most classic airplane there is. I think if you ask people, name a classic airplane, the Cub is what comes up. How fun is it to be able to fly that around, especially with these young people?
Oh, it's great fun. And, you know, I'd much rather fly a Young Eagles trip with the Cub than the Arrow. I had the great privilege not long ago to fly the Assistant Commandant of the United States Marine Corps, General Gary Thomas. His daughter lived in my basement as a nursing student at USC. And so I got to meet him, and they came, and she went shopping with her mom one day, and he's hangdog around the house. What am I going to do? And I said, come on, we're going to go fly the Cub. And he says, so we go, and we spent the day flying the Cub, and it gets to be the middle of the afternoon. I said, we better start back. And he said, not yet. I'm not done. He said, yesterday I was flying the F-35.
Wow.
Because, you know, if you're the you get to fly whatever you want to fly. In fact, the wing commanders were supposed to fly everything in the wing. And so he said, I enjoyed the Cub more. And we've since visited with him, and I was at Marine Barracks a couple of weeks ago. So it's not an age-related thing. I mean, we make young eagles out of Marine generals. We make, I call them old buzzards instead of young eagles.
There you go.
But the idea is the same, that they're doing something they had no idea they could do before. And you ask in particular about the airplane. There's no better plane to fly a kid in than the Piper Cub, where you can leave half the door open. And it's very much like riding a bicycle at treetop level. Not much greater speed than that. And it's a heck of a way to see the country between Chapel Hill and Oshkosh. I mean, what a beautiful sight that is. All it's about 900 miles across the mountains and then across the prairies and the wind farms, and, you know, it's wonderful.
What is the best part about flying young eagles, and why do you do so many?
Well, again, the question about why I've done so many is easy. I started early, and I've had the good fortune to live a long time. I was 75 last week.
Congratulations.
And so I've been at it for a while. And someday, I think I will have to stop. And I hope I'll recognize that day. Fortunately, hadn't come yet. But I'm happy with where I am in it. And I forgot the other half of your question. But
what's the best part of flying young
eagles? So many. The numbers really, you know, become insignificant at some point. And you're curious from time to time whether the guy that you used to be ahead of, whether you're ahead or he or she is ahead. I think the number three person in front of me is a teaching pilot way out west, and she has the great fortune to fly among Native American villages and things. And yet she's gone to, you know, numbers way beyond my numbers, and then there are other numbers that are way beyond those numbers. So it's not so much the numbers, it is, you know, seeing the enthusiasm and having an appreciation for the opportunity, really the great privilege. As Sean D. Tucker says, they put America's jewels in your airplanes without knowing who you are, whether you know how to fly the airplane, or really anything at all about that plane. What a great vote of confidence that is. I do it over and over again because I just can't stop.
We've got just about 45 seconds left. If someone is listening out there and hearing these great stories you have, they want to get involved with Young Eagles, how can they do that?
They need to call their local chapter. Every chapter has a Young Eagles coordinator. Every chapter has a program. That's the way civilians get involved in the program. That's how kids who want to fly or parents who want their kids to fly find a local pilot.
Bob Epting of the Young Eagles and the Young Eagles Leadership Award winner for 2019. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're listening to Squawk 1200. Stay tuned.